Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is October the 24th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mojica. I'm the Planning Division Manager and Chair of the group. If we could do introductions, please. Gary, would you like to start?
Sure. Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildo, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spogel, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oakes, Water Department Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary.
Patrick Torino, Park Department.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Brian Gumpert, Building Official.
Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, item number one is amendment to conditions 1801. This is a request to allow the modification to conditions of approval for a previously approved subdivision 1604 for tentative tract map 20043 and development permit type P 1603 to include the condition requiring the establishment of a community facilities district. The project site is located at 2935 Belmont Avenue within the residential low, and the environmental determination is that it's categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Would you like to add anything to this?
No, not at this moment.
For the benefit of the group, it's being brought back to this committee, so that we could simply modify one of the conditions that currently states that an LMD shall be formed and entered into. Public Works is working with various of the subdivisions that have previously been approved, and the direction of the City Council is to start to incorporate the community facilities district. So that's really the nature of this item coming back. Does anyone have any specific comments for this one? Any new conditions or things that we need to add?
The only thing I put on there is that the LMD has been removed, and we are putting in the application and the request for the CFD. The application is with the planner. If any applications are needed or more applications are needed, we can supply this to you.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm George Meeker with R.C. Hobbs.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've got a question. You've spoken a couple times now about a CFD. Can you clarify that? Because there is no existing CFD. Are you talking about an LMD, or are you speaking of something different?
The city is no longer using LMDs. We're trying to eliminate those as much as possible. As a new development's coming in, we are asking for a CFD. Technically the same thing. We just added more items into it. So the elimination of the LMD for this is now being created underneath the CFD, and the application is in there for that.
And what does that mean for our potential homeowners?
The additional costs and stuff, I really can't tell you. It's dependent on the amount of houses that you have and the amount of infrastructure that's needed. Unfortunately, I don't have the cost for those, but it does cover your street lights, the streets, curb gutter, sidewalk. It covers a lot of that, but at a lower rate than anything else. The LMDs itself on this particular parcel apparently has a very small amount of LMD, and we're trying to eliminate that portion of it. And then with the creation of the CFD, it will cover the rest of the items that were previously not covered.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Thank you. Does anyone else have something to add? With that, so this is going to the commission on the 13th, Elizabeth, of November?
That's November. Scheduled? Yes, okay. Scheduled for November 13th.
So if you'd like, we could arrange a follow-up meeting, not over the DRC, but Elizabeth, to work with you to schedule a meeting with Public Works, maybe kind of discuss a little bit more in terms of what does this all mean to you, and so we can get that squared away with you prior to our Planning Commission meeting.
Sure.
There's a number of maps that are going to be going through this process, so we could arrange that. So by the time it goes to the commission, you'll have a full understanding of what the goal is of changing this condition. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, and it will be for the November 13th meeting. If I can get that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
That goes to the runner. Okay. So we'll get that meeting scheduled, and then at minimum, we'll see you on the 13th. Have a good day. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number 2 for us, please?
Yes, item number 2 is conditional use 1819. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a charter school within an existing commercial tenant space containing approximately 3,132 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 1.6 acres. The address is located at 1136 North Mount Vernon Avenue, within the commercial general 1 zone, and the environmental determination is that it is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to section 15301 of existing facilities of the state of California guidelines.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Now, this item was a pre-app. Was it last meeting or?
That's
meeting?
Correct. Last DERCD, it was a pre-application item.
Right, and so we handed out conditions, and is there anyone that wanted to add anything new in the last couple of weeks? Have you've had a chance to look at this? Anything new?
Nothing.
So we're looking to put this on the Planning Commission of November 13th?
That's correct, for the November 13th Planning Commission.
Okay. With that, may I entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, please?
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Okay, Elizabeth, you get a break for now. Travis, would you kindly introduce item number 3, please?
Thank you. Item number 3 today, it's property located at 3909 North Hallmark Parkway. This is the corner of Hallmark and University Parkway. It's a request to modify a previously approved conditional use permit, 8713. To do a 630 square foot expansion on an existing convenience store at an existing gas station and construct a self-service car wash facility about 3,000 square feet. This is the area located all the way on the right side of the plan, where they already have an existing drive-through car wash and they want to add the self-service. This was looked at a few years back. It was originally conditional use permit 1419. Did get approved in this exact form by the commission back in July of 15. It did expire, but the applicant's still in the process of moving forward on it.
Okay.
So we are coming back as a new permit to re-entitle it so that they can move forward with the same project.
Okay.
But from that time, nothing has changed.
Okay. Thank you. Gary, do you have anything for us on this?
Just the standard conditions. I have conditions to give to planning and so forth.
So the site has been built out with the exception of the car wash?
The site, everything exists on the site as far as what you see for flat work on the plan. And then the two buildings that are kind of darker gray there.
Yes.
Those are the existing buildings. The one on the left is the C-store under the canopy. The other one is the drive-through car wash.
Okay.
What they're proposing is the two little wings on either side of the C-store.
Okay.
On the left and right side there. That's the expansion. And then the self-service car wash portion is what's kind of looped around on the very right-hand side of the image.
So these two items were?
Those are the additions that they're proposing.
Okay.
As well as the other portion all the way on the far right end, kind of where it goes to a point there.
Okay.
And then they're adding the?
No.
They're adding the self-car wash.
They're adding the self portion, yes.
Okay.
They're adding.
That's a portion of the site. It is currently undeveloped.
It's just dirt here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything from that last gray building to the dark gray over
okay.
is currently dirt, so they would be expanding that. Everything else as far as the flat work, the landscaping, paving, all of that is existing.
Gotcha. Okay. So we have conditions for that is here?
Yeah.
Nothing unusual, grading plans.
Okay. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments on this one.
Is it okay to, from a traffic standpoint, to kind of, we're good?
Yeah, I thought this was approved before.
It was, yes.
Okay.
Awesome, thank you. Robert?
Yes, it was approved before. However, it has expired, and they applied for a new one. That's now CP 18-20.
Right.
With that, our policies have changed, so we are adding in a couple of new items to this project.
Okay.
Plans have already been submitted, have already been signed. However, since the expired old CEP has gone through, we are now adding those few items to it.
It's my understanding there was a right-of-way dedication that should have been incorporated at the last approval?
Correct. At some point, either I or the previous person to me actually did not look at the width on Hollock Parkway to match the general plan.
And so where was that? Where was that right-of-way?
Currently, it's at 40 feet. The general plan requires that that street be 44 feet from center line, so we're asking for 4-foot dedication on Hallmark.
So that's the entire stretch there?
That's only on Hallmark.
Hallmark is the far left-hand side.
Oh, left-hand
side.
The minor
side.
It says 40 there.
Right, right.
University is currently at 50, and we're not asking for an additional right-of-way at that location.
So I know there have been a couple of others where, is it just a paper dedication? Is that what we're doing, or does it...
Technically, yes. In the first plans that came through, they were doing driveway approaches and a little bit of minor improvements to the street, the sidewalk. Those driveways will still, and the sidewalk will still remain on Hallmark. The ADA driveways on University is still to be done as on the first portion of it. The only thing I'm asking in addition on this one is the 4-foot dedication and trash guards that are now a new requirement that came in about a year and a half ago.
Okay, so I guess the question is for the benefit of the group, should that dedication be used or needed? You're widening the street. How does that affect the
currently it's
the
at
project?
Currently it's at two lanes. If by chance we have to widen the street, if we currently widen it right now, we would not have the needed right of way to create the other lane
right
to go in there. So by asking for a dedication upon any type of improvement. When the city needs to then widen that street or add additional lane into it, we're not having to purchase or to acquire the right away from the landowner.
So we essentially we would reduce the width of that landscape planter.
Correct.
Because since it's just going to be a paper dedication for the time being, the improvements that they've already submitted that have been reviewed, those shouldn't be changing right now.
Those will all remain. The only additions that we have to the plans that have already been submitted and signed would be the trash guards and certain areas that are now currently failing on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
They may not have been failing back 2-3 years ago, but they
of course
are failing at this point.
So I guess the question for the benefit of the group is, would this new condition, would it necessitate the revision of the site plan to... Or can it proceed as?
For the purposes of the dedication, the site plan will still work. If and when the city ever wants to widen that street for traffic purposes, we would then widen it. It just reduce the landscape that would be on your portions, but that again is something that when we go to do it, it's not so much, and I'm not sure about planning requirements for frontage or at least greenery and stuff like that, but yes, we would be reducing that amount.
Does anyone else have a new condition that came up or conditions relative to how the site's going to be developed that needs to be incorporated since the project was last approved? Anything new, Adam, Robert? Anything that we need to capture now that we didn't before? Or?
Since there's additional square footage, the water department's going to require additional sewer capacity fee and sewer connection fees.
Okay.
So they'll need to... apply for that and submit a plot plan so we can calculate what that
okay
is.
I believe that would have been a requirement.
Anyway.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is, so we have some conditions of approval that we have in place for the project. And so I'm kind of thinking out loud here. My thoughts are is we might, depending on what we're kind of in that limbo land because we have a project that's ready to issue building permits but the CUP expired. And so that's why we were processing the CUP too, because there's no CUP there. Maybe one scenario may be do an amendment to the CUP conditions, and where we would capture your, rather than doing a new CUP, with an amendment to the conditions, we would add a condition for the dedication.
Okay.
So that's still
So you're suggesting that we keep the old CUP number and do an extension of time, even though it's already expired, and then add in that amount?
Well, maybe not an extension of time. It's my understanding they're ready to pull permits. Right. And so then we need your condition for dedication.
Right.
So I would one suggestion would be an amendment to the existing conditions.
Well, the existing conditions are basically expired with the old one. So these the conditions, you're not really amending the conditions, you're actually creating the new conditions for it.
Okay.
But what you're asking, yes, it can be that correct.
Okay. All right.
I do have a comment.
Okay.
The bays, are those like, are they bays, like when they go in and pull the car in and wash the cars, or are those vacuums?
No, I believe so. Yes. Those are actual wash
areas. Wash areas, yeah. We're going to. Since they have an existing car wash there, they have an existing interceptor toward the top portion of the. We want to determine whether or not an interceptor is going to size out enough for those existing,
okay.
for those new ones. So I'm going to provide them a permit application.
Yeah,
we can get a new app. We may require a second interceptor depending on the size of that existing one. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that it functions properly.
No problem. I can provide that.
Thank you. Hector, do you have anything to add?
We did issue comments in 2015, but I just. Just issuing the comments again, Travis, regarding the trash enclosure, that they need to modify the existing single bin enclosure to our standard 508,
perfect.
And then verify with building and safety if it needs any ADA modifications.
Perfect, thank you.
Brian, anything?
Does anybody know where the existing vapor recovery system is here on site?
I believe all that equipment is what's up in the very front there. There's a little box in the planter kind of on the bottom left. Yep. All of
over there?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's the equipment up there.
Well,
okay.
It says equipment on the other corner up there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's why I said I believe that.
I think it says equipment.
Well, that's for the new building.
Okay.
So, you're talking the existing equipment for the station.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I know there is equipment up in the front planter there. I think that's it, but I'm not 100%.
Okay. We can take a better look at it later anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. No other comments.
Is it? That's
the front area there. Area?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the big part.
Thank you.
Okay.
Show me your vacation photo.
Yeah.
Anything else to add, Travis?
I hope not.
So with that, let's like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission. This would be for the November 13th as well?
That is our intended date, yes.
It's going to be a busy day. If I could entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. Item number four, we're going to continue. Item number four is development permit type D, 1801. It's the northwest corner of North Little Mountain and West 27th Street. If you recall, this item was on the last agenda. We're trying to resolve an item with Caltrans. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Yes.
And so that item has not yet been resolved, mm-hmm. and so the applicant has requested that we continue this item to the DERC meeting of November the 14th. If I could entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Travis, would you kindly introduce item number five, please?
Thank you. Item number five today is extension of time 1807. It's a request for a one-year extension for conditional use permit 1614. This was originally approved by our planning commission in November of 2016. So we are coming up here on expiration next month. This is to construct a used automobile dealership, which is a drive time, sales office and showroom building, about 6,500 square feet, along with the required site improvements on a property about just over 4 acres in size. Is located at 1388 South E. It's at the intersection of E Street and Century. They're not requesting any changes on this right now. This is exactly the plan that was approved 2 years ago. We're just simply trying to do an extension because it's taken them a little longer on their permitting process.
Have they submitted for plan check already?
I don't believe so. There was some question back and forth about whether they were going to move forward on it, and that delayed the process a little bit.
Okay.
But they did make the decision to do that, so they're looking now for a little bit of additional time.
Thank you. Does anyone have any new conditions that they'd like to add to this for this extension?
Nope.
Tracy?
I don't have new conditions. I just want to point out when I issued the conditions in 2016, that they need to build obviously our standard, but it appears that still the closure site is not our standard.
Yeah, the plan that's on here still is the original plan, so it would have been, they didn't update it based off the conditions that were imposed. Those would come with their plan checks at home. So we will still make sure that's addressed.
Is the building changed?
Nothing has changed. It's the exact plan as approved 2 years ago.
Yeah, because we looked at it back in September 16.
Yeah. This is simply just a time extension, no modification to the project at all.
Thank you, Travis. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item forward to the Planning Commission. Anyone want to guess what date you want to put that?
December.
That's for the 13th of November. If I could entertain that motion, please.
Somebody.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, Travis, take us home. Could you introduce item number 6 for us, please?
All right. Finish strong. Last item today is variance 1801. This is a single-family property located at 171 East Marshall, southeast corner of Marshall, and I believe Sepulveda. I was going to say that. You would remember that. Thank you. This is a request. We have a project out there that the homeowner was originally constructing a pool. Did pool permits to construct this new pool. In the middle of the process, it was discovered there was some additional information that we didn't get on the original plans as far as the location, and then some fencing that's going around it. We are stopped on the project now. In order to keep going, we do need to be able to get the property fenced in. With the requirements that we have for fencing, what they would have to put there to meet the building code would exceed the height allowances in our code. So they're requesting a variance to be able to go a little bit taller in their street side yard along the street. These are all on-property improvements. They're not proposing anything either regarding the right-of-way or any other development out there besides finishing their pool and constructing new fencing.
So Brian was just sharing with me about the fencing requirement. Do you mind for the benefit of the group, Brian? So it's
I just said that the fence is exempt from the requirement for a permit.
Yeah.
So it's just a standard variance.
Yeah.
Right.
This is simply an issue because of compliant or a request outside of what our code allows as far as the fence height.
So for the benefit of the group, our requirement is that the corner side yard fence be 15 feet? 15 feet from
within that 15-foot setback from the side property line, they're only allowed to construct at a max of 4 feet. There is currently a fence out there that they're looking to replace that we have become aware years ago when it was constructed was actually slightly into the right-of-way. So we want to reconstruct that back at the property line, but we want to allow them to retain that height at 6 feet, which is what it currently is, the typical for your backyard fencing. But that would be a minimum of 2 feet higher than what the code would allow in that area. We have looked at it because of how far it's set back, because of the size of the parkway. I don't believe there's an issue with line of sight. So that issue's been addressed. It's now just a matter of exceeding the 4 feet by the additional 2.
And so that side yard setback would be reduced, where the variance is to reduce it from 15 feet away from the property line to about 2 feet?
Well, it would actually be to construct the fence at the property line,
okay,
which they can do. There's no prohibition from constructing a fence in that side yard area. It's just you're limited
height
at a certain height, so we're requesting to exceed the height within that side yard.
Okay. And so there is a so Brian, so there's not a code requirement from the edge of the pool to the fence?
It's to the property line, not to the fence.
Well, it's going to be one and the same, though.
Right. The only difference is that you'd have to ground out metal on the fence if it was closer than 5 feet.
I believe with where the pool is located, currently located, because it's more or less finished at this point. This was noticed, as I said, very, very late in the process. From the pool to what is now known to be the accurate property line, it's about 1.5 to 2 feet.
So we never had the setback to begin with, is that correct?
There was some inaccurate information that was presented by the contractor on the plans.
I see.
It made it look like it was much further, you know, not much further away, but, you know, at least several more feet to where it wouldn't have been an issue. It was after we were already in construction when some other questions came up about them replacing some of the fence, because what the one that's currently out there, they had to remove parts of it to access that part of the property.
Well, there's a requirement in the code for the fence for a pool enclosure, and that's why they have to, because 4 foot's not going to not gonna do that requirement, so that's why they're asking to raise it up.
That's correct.
Doesn't the property line go 10 foot from face of curb, like typical? Or
on this street, yes, it does.
It does. Mm-hmm. And you said they're at 15 on the fence.
The fence is at 7.5.
No, the fence right now sits about 7.5 feet from the property line.
I see.
The right-of-way extends all the way, or 7.5 feet from the curb face.
Right.
The right-of-way extends 10 feet in from the curb face. So right now, the fence is more or less 2.5 feet into the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
We're correcting that issue. We want to allow them to reconstruct, but it has to be moved back at a minimum to the, or at a maximum to the property line.
Okay.
That would put it about 1.5 feet from the current edge of the pool, based off the measurements we had our inspector do.
Well, they could do that. They'll just have to ground the metal in the fence.
Yeah.
That's all.
And I'm not clear. They do have a wood fence out there right now, so that may be what they're replacing it with. If that's the case,
it's not really a big concern.
Yeah.
No.
So do we? What type of fence do we know that they want to put in?
I know there's wood out there right now. I apologize. I don't know exactly what they're looking to construct. I would be inclined to say wood, because anything metal is going to be open, and you really wouldn't want that for your pool area.
Right.
That I believe they want to maintain the.
But it's not going to be block.
I don't have that information exactly, but I will confirm that with the applicant.
But I think they're going to need retaining now. Is this retaining now?
They might.
So we put in they need a building permit for water fences on site.
So they might have to extend the pool wall edge up for retaining condition.
Because it's going to have to retain. They're going to need to hold it back when that fence is 1.5 feet closer, 2.5 feet closer. That's the edge of the constructed spa.
Mm-hmm.
So I
if that was an oversight on my part, I don't have the fence material.
To get down to grade, it looks like you want to retain something.
Okay, well, we can deal with those conditions on site. I think that as part of their permit,
so I think
that for our purposes here today, you know, it's just a matter of extending the 2 feet, and if it doesn't affect line of sight, like you said, then
yeah,
I don't really
because
see
it's still 10 feet back, they stay out of the triangle there, so we're okay on that.
So what I would suggest is maybe between now and our planning commission meeting, now we've been in contact with the pool contractor, you know, and the owner, that we might want to schedule follow-up conversations.
We'll do a site visit out there.
So this way they know, I mean, we don't want to just put a condition, you know, comply with the building code, and want to at least let them know what that means.
Yeah.
And if they have to do any modifications to their existing pool or whatever, I mean, this is the time to kind of capture
that.
It
sounds like if it's just a wood fence, pretty easy. If they're doing block or anything metal, we might get into some additional retaining issues.
Mm-hmm. Would anyone else like to add anything?
I'm just planning to ask for assurance that the public works will not be widening this. Sepulveda is a local street. It's already at the ultimate, so there's no reason for us to do an additional widening. So later on in the future, that would not cause any problems with the pool or the fence.
Is Marshall local too?
Marshall is a collector.
The fence on Marshall is a good 40 plus feet back.
They're fronting Marshall. Do you go to the right side?
Does the driveway go to... Which was the driveway?
The driveway fronts Sepulveda.
Right.
It's okay, on the so west side
so
of the property.
Fence, the fence is on.
There is
yes.
some fence fronting, Marshall, on the north side of where their pool's sitting
okay.
now, but it's at least 40 feet back from the curb face. I can't imagine we'd widen that much.
Okay. With that, does anyone have anything else to add? I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission meeting of the 13th. I can entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Okay, if we move the second, so that moves forward. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting to the next meeting, which is scheduled for next Monday. We have that one item for the building being proposed at the airport. And so we'd like to adjourn to the Monday the 29th at 10 a.m., please.
So moved.
Okay. Gary and then Robert. All right, gang. We'll see you around and we'll see you next Monday. Thank you.